Welcome to Heatgen, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 214 is brought to you by Alexis Tufano, Allie N, and Heather, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, For the Whim, Tiger Yuri, Tab, and Mikito. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I will be talking about the recent update and all of the winter festivities from building snowboys to hunting for seasonal recipes. So to begin, hello Nina, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. This is my first full week out of school, nice. And I got some super thoughtful gifts from students, so it's been nice.
Ooh, nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. Yay. Break time, Nina. The best one.
Yes.
And then, hi, Sergio. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. It's been a fun weekend. Things are slowing down at work. Everything's coming up pretty nicely for the end of the year. How are you doing, Chewy?
I'm doing well. Just, you know, taking a little break these days. On vacation as well.
Nice.
I'm near your neighborhood, Sergio. Maybe I'll try to visit at some point.
Awesome.
But yeah, let's start with icebreakers. I'm going to go first here.
Ooh.
Sergio.
All right.
Snowball fights, snow angels, and what was the other one? Snowman. Yeah, snowman building. You have to do one every time you're in the snow.
Every time?
Every time you're in the snow, you have to get rid of one forever. And then the other one, you can just do it if you want. You can enjoy it or not.
So one is mandatory, one doesn't exist, and one is optional?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're going to get rid of snow angels.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm right about this, but they don't seem safe to me. It's probably not good for you to be laying on snow for that long. I know it's not that long, but I don't like them. I just don't like the concept of them. So those are out. This is the tough part. Okay. You know what? Let's live a little. Let's always have a snowball fight.
What?
Always, yes, let's do it. Let's go for it. Yeah, we're going to go with that. And if you feel like it, you can do a snowman. But just keep in mind that it's going to be a target for the snowball fights. So it's probably going to get knocked down.
Ruthless.
Yeah.
I love it. And so snowmen, building them, optional.
Yes. You can build them as decoys, I guess, for the fights.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, Sergio, you're up.
All right, Nina. I apologize in advance. I don't know why I was thinking about trash when I thought about your question, but your question is related to trash.
Okay.
If you were in a dumpster and you get to take one thing home, what would you look for?
Where is the dumpster? What kind of store is it behind or building? Is it an alley? Is it...
let's say a Walmart.
A Walmart?
Yes, with a huge dumpster.
A huge dumpster. What do people throw away in Walmart?
Let's say it's after like Thanksgiving and they throw away a lot of things that they weren't able to sell.
Mm-hmm. Not to get like super dark with this, but I watched a TikTok recently and this is the first thing my mind is going to, where someone found a parakeet in a dumpster, a live parakeet. It was totally fine. I don't know how it got in there, but I think the first thing I would do was look for anything live that needs to be saving. I don't know.
Yeah, there's probably going to be at least one.
Yeah, you know, even if it ends up just being like some roaches.
Gross.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's a choice.
Yeah.
That's a
choice.
I'll look for parakeets. That's what I'll do.
Oh.
Chewy.
Yeah, hit me.
Tell us your favorite household chore.
I think I like vacuuming the best because it's just really easy.
Okay.
You just plug something in and then you move it around and it does all the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if I'm washing the dishes, I don't mind it if I have like a video playing in the background and just something to listen to while I do that. Maybe some loud music, maybe a video. But yeah, I don't mind doing it if there's just like, you know, something I can experience while doing the dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because vacuuming is loud.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's the hard part with vacuuming. I like it for its simplicity and its quickness, but the dishes, sometimes it's like, you know, a bit meditative.
Mm-hmm. I put in earbuds when I vacuum, so I still can listen to music. Nice.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot more with chores lately, just putting some earbuds, listening to a podcast.
It makes it so nice.
Yeah, it's not so, it's just a nice little time taking care of yourself.
All right.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the questions. That was lovely.
That was fun, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into the show. The first thing is that we are now on version 2.0.4, which is already 4 updates since they said there's going to be no more free content, right? And as per usual, you know, a lot of these are like bug fixes, things that are, you know, just being changed a little bit as they experience more of the game, because Animal Crossing is a big game with a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised it works as well as it does.
Yeah.
You know, so Nina, I think you got a lot of these fixes for us together. Do you want to go through some? Maybe we'll go back and forth a bit.
Sure. So I think my favorite one that we have found out about is that there are now gyroid fragments that you can find on your beach shores. This has not happened to me yet, though. Has this happened to you guys?
No.
I haven't
seen any.
Man, yeah. People have been tweeting about it, and I think it's such a nice addition because getting one from Cap'n each day is not enough. There's so many nice gyroids to collect. I just want more. So this is cool. I hope it. I don't know how rare it is, but I've been picking up shells and kind of combing my beaches and looking for one, but no luck yet.
So I didn't know this was a thing, but so they're specifically like shells on the beach?
Yeah, they are in the same spot where like a shell would be, right next to the water. Mm. And it's just that little broken figure, you know, that you can place out on, you know, on surfaces or whatever. And it's just sitting there for you to find.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've been so busy lately that I haven't gotten to play too much, but that'll be a nice little surprise to run into.
Yeah.
I think yesterday I played and it was also my travel to California day. So lucky me, I got to change my time zone again and catch that KK Slider show.
Nice. You know?
But I think on top of that, like, I have no idea what else was added to it. So now I'm just like, wow, I need to comb my beaches and make sure I get a gyroid too, because that's important.
I don't think it's every day, though. I just, because it's been 2 days looking and I haven't found one yet.
Yeah, which is, it's cool. It's a nice little surprise. Do you think it's like after a rainy day?
Oh, I don't know. I've had a couple of snowy days, though. So
okay.
I don't know.
Maybe, because also, like, if it washed ashore, it's already wet. I guess it's maybe the combination of it being buried and wet that brings it back to, I don't know. Now there's gyroid lore that I need to know.
They don't like salt water. It's the salt water that keeps them in fragments, maybe.
Yeah, they're freshwater fish, not saltwater fish.
Yeah.
But somebody didn't get the memo when they threw them all out into the ocean, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. I guess I'll talk about the next one. This one's the funniest one, I think. Apparently, villagers were pulling a KK Slider. They were walking around naked around the Happy Home Paradise facilities. They have fixed this bug. But did either of you see any naked villagers?
No.
Me neither. I did not see a single one. I saw people post about them. I definitely saw people post about them. And I was like, huh. They're naked. Cool.
The pictures are incredible.
I don't know why this happened or how, but yeah, hilarious.
I mean, I think it should be a feature. It's like KK Appreciation Day in a way.
No.
Right? Just show up as your favorite KK.
Yeah.
Which is the naked ones.
Look, I was sharing pictures before we started recording, and most animals look totally normal. In fact, it's actually interesting to see that some animals do have, like, stomach coloring or, like, coloring on their waist. It's, like, pretty cute, actually. They do look like little KKs. But there's one that I shared of Marina, and I can't unsee it. The octopus. No. No, they're not good. I don't like it.
She looks so scary. Yeah. I don't like it either.
So scary.
Don't look up the octopi. Don't the octolings. Don't look at them naked. Yeah,
no. It's our weekly please don't Google this question.
Yeah, the please don't Google this segment has become a thing now. Yeah, but hilarious if you got to see it. I unfortunately did not, and now never will, because it's fixed. Until it's not. I mean, who knows how many more bugs we're gonna see in this.
Yeah, it's been very buggy.
Yeah, lots of things to fix.
Yeah. Another thing they fixed, apparently the maple leaf rug in the frozen floor tiles were in the wrong DIY section. That has been fixed now, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we've run into a couple cases of this before where DIYs maybe weren't showing up in the sections at all, or they were misorganized. And so, yeah, this one, I am definitely... I tend to be that person who's like looking for something the day they moved it or changed it or got rid of it. Mm-hmm. And so luckily this hasn't happened to me, but usually I'll look through my list of DIYs and be like, why can't I find this thing? Where is it? And usually it's just because there's so many DIYs and, you know, you can only organize them in so many ways to help you out. But if the case were that, like, it's literally not in this section, then I would have never found it.
I think in that case, I usually go to alphabetical. If I'm, like, really having trouble finding something. I go to alphabetical.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. Oh, yeah. That's my last resort for some reason, but it probably should be the first place I go.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's named something weird, though, and you just can't find it.
Yeah, it's true.
There was also an issue fixed where the ladder setup kit would disappear when the game was saved if that ladder setup kit was placed on a diagonal cliff on the third tier of a cliff formation.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a very specific bug that was luckily fixed. Have you guys set up a bunch of ladders around your towns?
Not yet, no.
I've set up some, and they're mostly right now just for convenience as I do my route around digging up fossils and trying to find gyroids, you know? Mostly for that, but, like, I'm itching to have, like, a really good play session where I start designing places and really think about where a ladder is going to go or an incline, you know?
Right.
But that said, this is interesting to me because I'm like, have people, I'm assuming it doesn't work, but have people, what happens when you try to put a ladder on that third cliff that takes you up to the fourth level?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I've not tried it, but I imagine it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It'll probably say you can't climb up that high, even if it like lets you put it out.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe they don't even let you put it up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So the next one is they fixed an issue where under the seasonal recipes for DIY recipes, the maple leaf rug and frozen floor tile. Did we?
Oh, wait. Yeah, we got that one already.
Oh, that was a redo. Fixed it. Not doing that one anyway. The next one is actually other fixes have also been made for more enjoyable gameplay. Vague.
Yeah, what in the world? Okay.
They just fixed it. I'll read another one since that one's like a nothing one. They fixed an issue where facility members wearing clothing that uses custom designs appear to not be wearing any clothing.
Oh,
so I think
that's why.
Yeah, so I think this is how people were manipulating them to make them naked. How dare you all? They're getting cold. It's winter.
Aww.
I guess it's summer in
some
places.
No, not in Happy Home Paradise.
Yeah, summer forever. Happy Home Paradise. Can't stop us. It's a nude beach colony. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, and they also fixed an issue in the showroom where apparently uploading the players' facilities after visiting another player's facilities resulted in members of the players' facilities appearing as island residents that visited the facilities. That sounds like a tongue twister. I think yeah. I kind of get it. Like, basically, you see villagers that you shouldn't be seeing in your town or in your island.
Oh, yeah. That one's a confusing one for sure.
It is. It all seems to be around, well, except for the ladders, well, in the DIYs, but a lot right. of it, it seems to be around Happy Home Paradise.
Yes, so, right, right.
It's so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe yeah. they had to finish the like last final touches of it pretty quickly to get it out in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody was like, we want an update. Dang it.
Yeah.
So they gave it to us. It just, you know, it was ready as fast as they could make it. And there's just little problems here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and all of this info is from animalcrossingworld.com, one of their amazing articles. And they have links in that article to look more into these if anybody's interested in getting into like the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Justin always does a really great job mm-hmm. on the stuff over there. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a big shout out to Justin for always being on top of these things.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and move beyond these bug fixes and get into our season here. We're all in the Northern Hemisphere, so these sections tend to focus on there. And also, I don't know how much there is to do in the summer in Animal Crossing. There's that, you have bug catching, basically.
Yeah.
That's going on every single month for you at the moment, mm-hmm. and those are fun. It's not too bad, but here in the north, we're doing some snowboy making. So, Nina, you made this wonderful deep dive on the snowboys. We're going to talk about all of them throughout all of the games, so I'm excited to see what you have to tell us here.
Yeah, the snowboys are like an Animal Crossing staple. I didn't realize that they've been around since the very first game. So yeah. they're kind of their own special character, just like any other like holiday character. So we got to give the snowboys some love, I think.
I yeah. now need them to make an amiibo card yeah. of the snowboy.
Yeah, that'd be a really cute little figure for DIY Crossing to make, too.
Oh,
that would be really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that might be... Oh, man. I love that idea.
So, in the first Animal Crossing, the snowballs would only appear December 15th through February 17th. So... It's kind of like just the snowy time of the year. And 2 to 3 snowballs would appear throughout the town for the player to push forward and make it grow larger. And the same in New Horizons. If you push it over the snow, it gets bigger. But if you push it over the dirt or the pathways, it gets smaller.
Mm-hmm.
If you drop it off a cliff, it breaks. If you drop it into the river or the ocean, it like slowly shrinks into nothingness. And if it gets pushed into a stationary object, it breaks too. But they respawn, so it's not too big of a deal. Then pushing, you know, the larger snowballs together makes it form a snowman. These will slowly melt over the next 4 days in every iteration of them. So the snow boy in Animal Crossing, or I guess actually in the first Animal Crossing he was called the snowman. I'll talk later about why we call him the snow boy. But he would send the player a snowman furniture through the mail the next day, which was always nice. If you made them correctly, they right. kind of get mad at you if they're not good looking. And uniquely in Animal Crossing, in the first one, if you walked into the snowman for long enough, it would fall apart, which sounds kind of like fun. I never knew that. I learned some new things.
It's kind of tragic. I've done it once, but totally on accident. Aww. I did not know that this was going to happen, but I noticed when I made one, funny enough, on stream a long time ago, And I happen to make a perfect one. I don't know if they're all perfect, but I imagine they're not because, you know, you got to get that sassy, imperfect dialogue that you can get. So I made one, and then I noticed when I'd bump it, it would kind of like shift a little, move a little bit. And then I was like, what is going on here? And then I just like kept walking on it, into it. And I was like, oh, look, it's shaking. Wow, I didn't know that happened. And then poof, I killed the snowman. And I was like, no, this is tragic. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think everybody has to do it at least once, but it's also so sad.
So the Snowman series, I don't think it really exists anymore, right? It was this cute series of furniture that was all white and had little snowman faces on all of it. I mean, I didn't use it very often, but it was cute to collect at least.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think it made it past New Leaf, and New Leaf is all full of its complications when it comes to the snow people.
We'll
but
get there.
There was a snowman series that had, like, you know, little snowman looking furniture. It was cute. It was a cute little set, but as far as we know, has not returned in New Horizons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
In Wild World, the snowmen work the same way, except for there's a much smaller window for some reason. The snowballs will only appear December 10th through the 25th. So very short little kind of holiday window, I guess. The other difference in this one is that the snow boy will give the player the furniture directly instead of sending it through the mail. So just little changes.
I remember that one, too, because the wait time. And it's so strange that the window is so short in Wild World. That's literally 15 days that you can make these things. And I don't know what happens if you, I guess they really intended you to play every single year and hope that you can get all the snowboy furniture. So,
yeah.
I mean, all that furniture is the hardest to get.
It is. And I got this info from Nookipedia and the Animal Crossing wiki. So, you know, they're fan made, so it may not be perfectly accurate, but I don't know. That just seems like a very short window.
Yeah.
City Folk is similar to Wild World, but of what's super interesting is that if the player builds the snowboy in front of the travel gate or in the bus's path, like in that kind of cobblestone area, the buses would not come. There'd be like a little message that said there's a snowstorm in the area and the buses aren't available. And so the player would not be able to travel to the city until the snowman had melted away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I hadn't either. Because later in New Leaf and in New Horizons, you can't put together the snowman like on path. So I just figured it was the same for City Folk, which is interesting.
That's so weird. Yeah. That's cool. I like that they, I don't know, that just seems like one of those random things that you come up with where it's like, okay, the bus drives through here, which I don't know how believable that bus route is to begin with, you know, if you've played City Folk, the bus didn't come out of that little, the gates with the border and everything. It comes straight out of a cliff.
It does.
It jumps off a cliff, it jumps up another cliff. It just doesn't line up. But the fact that you can just put a snowman in that route and stop all of travel between you and the city. And then, I guess, are you stuck like that for like the 4 days it takes for this thing to... Wow.
That's crazy. To melt.
I really hope there wasn't anything you wanted to buy at the city.
Then moving on to New Leaf, this is where things start to get really complicated, but also super special. I really enjoyed the snow family in New Leaf, because now it is a snow family and we're back to being able to make these snow people December 11th through February 25th. So the whole time the snow is available. The other fun thing that's a new feature in this is now the snow family actually have like melting days instead of they just used to reduce in size each day as they melted. Now you can like physically or well, not physically. Well, you see them look like they're melting into right. the ground. It's really cute.
yeah.
So depending on the size of the snowballs that you roll each day, you can create four different members of a snow family. The snowman, the snow ma'am, the snow boy, and the snow tyke. So this is why we call them snow boys now, because they used to all just be called snowmans. But right. now they're, or snowmen, I guess. But now the snow boy is like the iconic looking one that we've had up until New Leaf.
Yeah.
But each of these guys work differently. This way it was such a complicated system. And if you wanted all of the furniture, you had to like work real hard at keeping a chart of what you have. It was crazy. So the snowman, which I always called the snow papa. I had no clue he was called the snowman. The snow papa was if you rolled two of the largest size snowballs that you could. It was like over your head or at least to your head. If you mm-hmm. pushed those two together, the snowman would turn into a snowman with a hat and two really big eyes that have numbers on them. They start as zeros and a huge mustache, which is adorable. And he would give the player a bingo card, which this is so incredible that we had this feature in New Leaf. Yeah. So you had to carry this bingo card around. It took up a slot for December through February.
And a big emphasis on like you had to.
Yes.
You could not get rid of this thing in Mm-mm. your pocket.
Unless you threw it away.
Yeah, once you got it, there was no way to get rid of it unless, yeah, he threw it away, and you're just like, okay. And, oh, man, anybody who started with New Horizons specifically, like, you don't know the pain of 15 yeah. item slots yeah. that we went yes. through in the previous games. There was not a lot of room in your pockets. Like, the max pocket in that game was less than the smallest pocket mm-hmm. in New Horizons. Oh.
I would keep my tools up in letters.
Yes.
Up in old red letters.
Yeah. Because
like, yep. they took up valuable space too.
That's true. On occasion, I do miss having letters in our slots, like yeah. our inventory slot. Because sometimes I'm just like, oh, if I had a letter, I could put something in for just a little bit. Just a little bit more space in my pocket. These 40 spaces aren't cutting it.
The other thing I would do is if you were holding a tool, it was no longer in your pocket. So you could carry one last right. thing right. if you oh, yeah, carried yeah, that yeah. shovel with you to the store. Mm-hmm. But these bingo cards were incredible. So the snowman, you would talk to him and his eyes would roll and give you a number. And then if you had that number on your bingo card, it would punch out. Mm-hmm. And you could have up to four snowmen in your town at a time because it takes 4 days for them to melt. But you could also travel to other towns. And if they had snowmen Ooh. With numbers, you could get your bingo card that way too.
Yeah.
And it would take weeks sometime to get a bingo. It was really hard.
Yeah. And then after that, it's like, here's your one item.
One
yeah.
item. Yeah. His items time were to really do it again. Good, though.
Yeah. They were really good.
He had like the winter recreation items. So there was like a bobsled, a ski rack, which we still have, a snow yeah. machine, which was incredible, a snowmobile, stuff like that, like ski and winter resort type things. So it was worth the wait, but gosh, it was a grind getting those bingo cards through.
Yeah. Oh. I love doing that, especially like the one thing with like visiting somebody else's place is they definitely had to have done their roles first. Like,
yeah,
that their native snowman wouldn't roll their eyes for just anybody. Like, they mm-hmm. had to be a local, you know. but I mean, whatever number was there, like if that was on your card, you could mm-hmm. just fill that in. It worked mm-hmm. out perfect.
And you could, like, message your friends and be like, what numbers do you have today? I'm trying to get a bingo. Oh. And if you got like a double bingo or a triple bingo, they still only gave you one item.
Yeah.
He was rough.
Yeah. And I tried. I would try so long to just try to get the double or triple and be like, is it going to give me more items? And then eventually I looked it up because I was like, this isn't happening. And nope, no double bingo.
He did get really excited, though. I feel like confetti would pop out behind him or something.
Oh, that's
he would
cool.
get super excited if you got a double or triple bingo.
That's cool.
Yeah. So the next size down was the little snow ma'am or snow mama. Which I always called her Snow Mama. I don't know why, again.
Snow Papa, Snow Mama.
Yeah. This was always the hardest one for me to create. Yes. I don't know why. It was created by stacking a medium-sized snowball, so it can't get too big, with a little bit of a smaller one on top, but not too much smaller.
Yeah.
And she would ask for the snowflakes that started floating around in New Leaf. So just like we have in New Horizons, the cute little snowflakes were all over the place. And if you catched enough of them, you could give them to the Snow Mama. And if you made her really beautifully, she'd only ask for 3. And if you made her terribly, she'd ask for 5. And in return, you'd get 1 piece of her ice series, which were beautiful. I really liked them.
I had no idea it depended on how her quality was, because I was like, sometimes this, I thought it was like 3 snowflakes. Why do you want 5 this time? Yeah. And I was just always confused about that. Okay, now I know. Picky. Now I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All these snow people are picky. They're very demanding.
Yeah, they need to be perfect. Perfection is what they want.
Mm-hmm. Just like a snowflake, I guess.
Yeah. Perfect. Everyone is different, but everyone is also perfect.
That's true. Snow Boy is next. So he's kind of more traditional. You would make these by rolling 2 medium-sized snowballs. So this is not really the Snow Boy we see now, where the top one is a little bit smaller. They had to be kind of equal for him. And he went back to mailing the snowman series to you the next day if you made him correctly, which was very nice. And then here comes another really tricky one, the snow tyke, the little baby snowman, which, oh my gosh, this was a chore getting his things. So he was created by stacking 2 teeny tiny snowballs together, like one a tiny bit smaller than the other, as soon as they can be stacked, because you know if they're too small they won't stack on top of each other, and as soon as you could get them to stack, you try to do it, and he would give you 1 of 4 things, but only if every other snow family member was also in the town. Which is so hard because they melt in 4 days. So you have like a very short window of being able to get something from the snow tyke, because the next day, one of them would be gone. So they're always like in varying degrees of meltability, you know? And depending on how well you had made his entire family, he would give you different things. So the best one, if all of them were beautiful and perfect, you'd get the snowman Matryoshka, which is like the cute little Russian doll that stacks inside of itself. If they were mostly okay, but one was super terrible, he'd give you the snow bunny, which is this cute little statue item, which I think people in Japan make these kind of like we make snowmen, where it's like a little bunny and 2 leaves for an ear, for ears, and 2 berries for eyes or something like that. It's really cute. This is the one I got the most from him, I think. If 2 of them were terribly made, you'd get a small igloo. And then if all of them were terrible, you'd get the sleigh, which is still an item we have now in New Horizons.
Yeah.
So he was also a very picky little baby.
Yeah. Funny enough, like as painstaking as that one was, I think that was the only set I completed of Snow People stuff. Because I mean, there's so many bingo items, snow, I had the most trouble with like the snow, not the snow tyke. What's the one that's not the mama or the papa? Yeah. The snow boy was the hardest one for me to make.
Yeah.
I could never get it right. And so I think Did that one have the snowman items again? Yeah, I could never get them all.
It was tricky. I mean, it was hard work. You were grinding all December through February to get all of this stuff.
Yeah, and even then you would miss out on a lot of it. Yeah. Sergio, how would you do on these snow boys and everything?
I did well because I kind of cheated. I had two towns, so I would play on both.
There
Yeah,
you
it
go.
definitely made it easier. I think I was able to get everything from all four of them in just the one winter, but I did play every day on both towns.
That's pretty cool.
Luckily for these, they know what they've given you. It was very rare to get duplicates. They like kind of roll through everything you need and then they start giving you duplicates. So that's the redeeming quality of this picky snow family.
Yeah, that is good.
And then in New Horizons, we're back to basics. We just have the snow boys. He rewards the player with frozen furniture DIYs, which is kind of similar to the frozen furniture the snow mama would give you, except for I don't think it's as nicely made. It's like a little chunkier, I guess. And if you've gotten all of those DIYs, then he'll also give you large snowflakes, which is the crafting material you need for them. Or he gives you both, I think. And then as he's melting, he will continue to give you large snowflakes if you made him correctly. If you haven't made him correctly, he will berate you for 4 days.
You'll know if you've made him incorrectly. There's no secret.
Except for the first time. It doesn't matter what he looks like the first time, apparently.
Well, I mean, I'm well past that one. It
Yeah.
matters every time now. Also, I for the longest time, I guess last year, I really worked on trying to perfect the snow boy thing. I think what has worked best for me has to make tiny snow boys. I think I have the easiest time with the sizes for the head and the body when they're tiny. And I will say it took me a while to like tweak it a little bit and get it right, but eventually it just became like a pretty quick thing where I'll give it a little, I'll look at it, give it a little nudge, and be like, all right, it's perfect. And then I make it and I'm right, it's perfect. So
Nice.
if you're having trouble with the sizes and everything, maybe switch to little ones. And there's a little bit of a trick to it because they can be too small. Like even when when you start making the snow boys in this, you start by kicking around that little snowball before you can actually push it and everything. Once you get to the pushing part, it actually does have to be a little bit bigger to turn into a snow boy. Because I was pushing the limits. I was like, how small can I make this? It's only so small, the answer. So once you have that first ball, you do have to push it a little bit more to get it to a size that'll turn into a snow boy. Because if it can't, honestly, you'll just be bumping the two snowballs together. They won't do anything. So they can be too small. But another thing you can do, and maybe this still works, but there is a little formula where if you roll a ball to the biggest size, put it on one side, and then terraform a path leading up to that. I forget how long the path needs to be, somewhere like 10 spaces, 9 or 10 spaces or so. But then you get another snowball, roll that to the biggest size, and then roll that over the path and onto the snowman's body, it'll be the perfect size. So
Interesting.
it's around there. If you are really struggling and that's the only way you can do it, that's your little
Try
cheat.
looking
But
that one up.
yeah, but I really do recommend try making them smaller because I have a lot more luck with them when they're smaller.
There's another like trick that people can try looking up too, where it's like you roll one that's as big as it can be, and then you roll another one that's like the same height as the player's ear or something like that, and then
Oh,
that's the
yeah.
right size. But don't look it up before you try it, because I don't know if we're 100% correct on this.
Yeah, the hard part with that is like getting the right angle with your camera so you can see them clearly. But I mean, it's definitely something you can do.
And I'm just still having trouble with the room to build these snow boys because my town is just too populated. So I've been working on figuring out room for that still.
Yeah. Do you, are there the snowballs spawning for you at this point?
Yes, they are. Okay. And I've even cleared my little apple orchard out so that they have a spot to spawn, but they've keep deciding to spawn in the stupidest places where like they're just surrounded by pathways. So there's literally nowhere to go. So I've just been kind of destroying them until they spawn in the correct spot. But I also have been getting this glitch, you guys, where I've made one the right size that I need and I accidentally destroy the second one because it runs into a tree or whatever. So I go into the building and a building and come back out and the second snowball has disappeared, but if I walk around for a second it reappears really quickly. It's bizarre.
Maybe that's just a bug they need to fix.
You gotta fix they it. Haven't found another bug.
Found another one. Nina's it's weird. Professional bug catcher.
Because at first I was like, oh, I guess the dung beetle rolled it away. But it was literally invisible for a second.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, just the game's full of bugs. It's broken.
Mm-hmm. Just like that dumpster.
Yeah. Awesome. Sergio, have you been working on snow people? Any snow boys in your gameplay?
No, just the two that I got last week. Luckily, I got them perfect both, you know, back to back.
Nice.
Yesterday, I played in the two snowballs where, kind of like Nina, they were not in a good place to be rolling them around. So I just said, nah, we'll see tomorrow. And then today, they were too far apart. And I was sort of in a rush to get turnips. So I just focus on that. We'll see tomorrow. Hopefully, if they're by the right side, I can definitely play with them there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think the cool thing is that they are around through the snowy season, and there's a lot of items for people to get from them too. I think there was a new one this year for anybody who already got them all last year. So it's worth doing at least one perfect one to try to get your hands on the new items.
Yeah.
And I guess this is a good transition since we're talking about items. That's what we're going to talk about next. There are a bunch of winter seasonal recipes that are available, as well as, you know, some summer items as well that we'll talk about. But yeah, let's start with the seasonal items that you can buy from Nook Shopping. Right now, we're having the winter solstice and the summer solstice going on. So there are a total of four items in each hemisphere. And two of them were pre-existing. We already had them, but two of them are also brand new. And that's for each of them. Summer has two new items. Winter has two new items, which blew my mind last week when you told me, Nina. I was like, wait, there's new summer ones too that we're not going to get until it's next summer?
Yeah.
That's giving me something to wait for. I guess we'll just go back and forth covering the new items. We'll start with summer, and I'll kick it off here, and then maybe we'll go Sergio, then Nina.
Okay.
So the first one is the Sunflower Crown, and if you click on the little description there, it says, the summer solstice is the day with the most daylight all year. Wear this sunflower crown under the never-setting sun, and maybe your crush will notice you. That's a cute one. Also, it reminds me that in New Leaf, these events used to have like eternal sunshine or eternal night, you know,
for that day. Yes.
It would never get dark the day of the summer solstice, and it would never get like daytime on the winter solstice end. So that was a fun little quirk for those games.
Yeah.
Then we also have the Sunflower Rug. The description of that item says, the summer solstice is the day with the most daylight all year, but every day is sure to feel sunny and bright with this sunflower motif rug around. I believe this is the new one, right? Because the crown, I saw it on my game earlier today, actually, but it said not available for sale, which makes sense.
Mm.
Right. I think that the Sunflower Rug was there last year, too.
Yeah, I think it existed. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a little rug and it's a sunflower. It's all round.
Nice.
Yeah.
One of the new ones for sure is the sunflower glasses. So these are cute, like little, like sunglasses, but they have little sunflower petals all the way around
Nice.
them. And the description says, "The summer solstice is the day with the most daylight all year. Wear these sunflower sunglasses to get a jump on that summer feeling." These little descriptions are like trying to sell you on ordering these
Yeah.
things. It's so cute.
Yeah, I love them. Every time I click on the descriptions in like a stream, people are like, "Wait, you can get some information on these?" So, just in case you all don't know, when you're looking through these seasonal items in the Nook Shopping tab, you can press X. It says it like at the bottom, X description, and that'll bring up these little things so you can always read them. I like to take pictures of them every time so I can have a
Oh,
little
nice.
I just have them saved, you know, somewhere. So,
Yeah.
yeah, take a little screenshot. And then the last item is the maypole. And this says the summer solstice is the day with the most daylight all year. In Europe, some people might celebrate by joining hands and dancing around a maypole, a wooden pole decorated with garlands and seasonal flowers. So,
Super cute.
yeah,
Nice.
very, very cute. I like that one.
Yeah, and
I'm excited.
if you have maple in your island, you have to get a maple for maple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
I
can't
want to
live
put
without it.
this all around my plaza in the summer. These look really cute.
Yeah, and it's always great when, you know, this update especially, there's so many new things. It's just nice that we're going to be able to have something to look forward to later in the
Yeah.
year.
Yeah. And then for the northern hemisphere right now, it's going to be the winter solstice. And like we said, there's two new items and two old items. And one of them is the midwinter sweater. In the description for that item says, "The winter solstice is the day with the least daylight all year. Put on this sweater to send chilly old man winter running." Chewy, I believe you also like this sweater, correct?
Yeah, I love this one. I always order a couple of them and then, you know, give them to some villagers
Yeah,
that look good
nice.
in them. And, you know, if they all look good in them too, I'll order them. But
It
yeah,
really does look good on a lot of them, though. It's so cozy.
yeah, exactly. It's just a nice little item for them to have in their wardrobe.
Then we also got the Aurora Wall again. And it says the winter solstice is the day with the least daylight all year. This wallpaper depicts that mystical shining light of clear winter skies, the Aurora Borealis. It's so magical that you'll forget how cold it is outside. And this is kind of like Sahara's special wallpapers. It moves and shines. It's really beautiful.
I love this one. It's such a fun wall, especially like when I don't know, I like to think of a lot of these things now for Happy Home Paradise designs or even like the new accent wall options too, like the Aurora wall people are kind of using in a cool way to have like one of those window walls.
Yes.
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
that's a really good way to use that one. So it's a good choice. All right, the next one is a really awesome item. It's the bathtub with yuzu, and the winter solstice is the day with the least daylight all year. In Japan, one might take a bath with yuzu on this day to avoid catching a cold. Yuzu is an aromatic citrus fruit with a strong but relaxing scent. And this one, honestly, I mean, since, you know, I don't come from Japan or know what it was at first, I was like, oh, is this like bobbing for apples? It seems pretty cool. But yeah, it's just like a little bathtub with the citrus fruit, and it's a cute one. Definitely one that I could see in Nina's spa area.
It already is in my spa. I have moved
Nice.
everything around to add it there. It's so cute. And I had like a really windy day on my island today, and it's got the steam coming off of it, and the steam kind of blows in the wind. It's just a beautiful. Oh, and if you touch it, the lemons, the yuzu bob up and down. It's really cute.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
That they didn't have to do that, but I'm glad they did.
Nice. And then the last one is the, I want to say, Tanjin one. The winter solstice is the day with the least daylight all year. In China, people often enjoy tangjuan, a clear, sweet soup made of rice flour dumplings to celebrate this day.
Yum. And Delicious. I ordered that too, and it showed up as the new food item. So it's like it's under that little cloche, and you can eat it and gain energy.
Nice.
Yeah. Fun. I love when they, I love that there's like things, items that have changed to that. I know like the mom's birthday cake is one did that, where it's like a food item. And I'm like, why, who would eat that? It's such a good item to have
so
out.
Special.
But yeah, it's a great one. I love it. Mm-hmm. But then, I think, and maybe I'll have to double check this too, but I feel like before, though, that would have been an item that we could customize freely. But now that it's a food item,
it might
fall under a different realm, and we can't customize it anymore. So I hope you got the cake that you wanted.
All right. Well, and for the next game, we should be able to take just a bite and leave it with the bite mark there for decoration.
That would be really cute, like a slice taken out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I tried also customizing the bathtub because I wanted to see if you could either change the wood of the bathtub or the fruit.
Yeah.
And you can't. So I'm wondering if the maypole is also not customizable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good thought. It's funny that it's such a big part of the game, crafting and customizing, but then I constantly forget to check items.
Oh, but I didn't take it to Cyrus yet.
Right, because you hate him.
Because I hate him, yeah.
I guess, man, that hurts.
I'll try tomorrow and let you guys know.
Nice. Yeah, and I will say, like, even if you can't customize some of these things anymore, making an extra character isn't too bad because you get an extra one of those mom items. So every once in a while, I'll log in as my extra characters and just get a little pile of them for myself. So, yeah, it's not too bad. Not too bad an option. Cool. So I guess we'll finally get into the big things that we have right now, and that is new DIY recipes. There are a bunch that have already existed. There are a bunch of new ones, apparently, which I have not gotten to play too much this past week. And I know all the festive stuff is happening. And I'm just like, oh, wait, there's new DIYs that I can get. I need to get on that. So I have not done too much hunting. Luckily, today I logged in, shot a balloon out of the sky, and it was one of the new festive DIYs. But Nina, have you been on the hunt for these?
Yes, and I finally have gotten, I got the last one I needed this morning. Most of them I've gotten just from villagers crafting. So go back to checking out what your villagers are doing. And I think I got one out of a balloon, but the crafting has really been huge.
That's awesome.
Plus, if you have one of the festive things that the villager is crafting, they'll give you ornaments instead, which are hard to come by. So that's always welcome.
That is really good. Otherwise, you're sitting at those pine trees, the ones with the ornaments.
Yeah,
just shaking forever. And then you don't always get... Actually, I think you still get twigs, right? When you shake those.
Yes.
Okay.
Which it can come in handy if you're trying to complete some of those long-term Nook Mile tasks like I am. So, you know, sometimes you just need a day of shaking trees.
Though I do love the little like clinking noises that the pine trees make.
Yes.
So sweet.
It's adorable. Sergio, have you found any new DIY recipes here?
Not of these. I keep getting food ones from balloons, but that's a good point by Nina. I need to check with what the villagers are crafting. I definitely haven't been doing that.
Ooh, update. Ooh. You cannot change the yuzu bathtub with Cyrus.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So just the one kind.
I just got here. Yeah.
Well, that's not too bad still. No. It's a great item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So I guess we'll go through the festive season recipes right now. So we've got the big festive tree, always a fun one to have around, the festive rug, the festive top set, the festive tree, which is just a medium-sized tree. And then a new one here is the giant ornament. I have not seen any of the new ones yet. Funny enough, this is the recipe that I got, but I haven't actually looked at what it looked like yet.
It's truly giant.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited. Then there's the holiday candle, and then the illuminated present, illuminated reindeer, illuminated snowflakes, and the illuminated tree. All of these are very bright, but really fun for any yards that you want to light up. And then the jingle wall, which do you get that from Jingle, or is it just one that...
You know what? I double checked that when I was typing that because I was confused. But it says that it's given by a crafting villager. So
yeah,
I was surprised.
Usually when it's got the jingle in front of it, you get those items from the person. you know? Yeah, so that's funny. And then we've got a couple more new ones here. The ornament crown and the ornament garland. That sounds great. And then there's an ornament mobile, which is one that we had. And then a couple more new ones. Ornament table lamp and the ornament tree. So a lot of ornament stuff is the new things, right? And then the last one is the ornament wreath. And then one more, the tabletop festive tree, which is just the tiniest little tree that you can put on your table.
Yeah.
Yeah, real cute. Mm-hmm. But all the ornament stuff, very awesome. I found one of them already, so I'm going to be on the hunt for those last four.
Nice.
And then do you happen to know, because I feel like though Toy Day is on the 24th, I think these recipes actually stick around a little bit beyond that day, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. If not, I guess I'm going to be in a hurry to get them all right now.
Yeah. You'll be able to. I have found one or two being crafted by a villager every day.
I feel like the rates have been improved lately. Like, it's a lot... I feel like it leans toward giving you them a lot more, though.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah. So, it's not too bad. Hopefully you all have fun looking for all of these and decorating with them around your island. They're very cute. Always worth having. So, yeah, good luck to everybody. Let's go ahead and close out our show with everybody's favorite time, Haken's Islander Corner. This, for anybody who doesn't know, is our chance to let you in on what our patrons are thinking. So every week we ask them a question and read their answers out loud here. This week's question was, what do you think the setting for the next Animal Crossing will be? And we put this question out last episode, so stay tuned to the end of this because we're going to have the next question at the end here too. But let's go Sergio, then Nina, then me on this. Okay.
Sounds good. This is exciting. Let's see what the listeners have in mind. William Stout said, I think the next Animal Crossing game will be set in a mix of multiple games. There will be something like a bus or train to take you to a city, Cap'n or the Dodos to take you to islands, and you will live in a village similar to New Leaf, but you can choose what type of town it is. I think some towns would be a normal New Leaf town, a desert type town, a taiga forest one, or even an island like in New Horizons. Oh, this sounds amazing. It's like the best of everything we've had all combined. I love this. This would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely taking a lot of them into account. There would be so much adventures that you could do in any one of those spots.
Yes.
Yeah. They'd be truly varied. Everybody's would look different too. That's cool.
Yes, good point.
Alex Coconut says, I want to say city. It would be cool if it was a city full of environmentally friendly infrastructure, riding bikes everywhere, solar panels, the works. I really like this idea a lot. Oh, and if like the tops were all gardens and things, the tops of the buildings, that'd be so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I really am going more and more interested in a city setting. I think prior to New Horizons, I was more like, I don't know if I want to be in a city. But now I'm like, I think they could do some really cool things with that concept. So yeah. I'm open to it.
Yeah.
So Bub337 said, how about a mountaintop. Oh. At the beginning of the game, Wilbur crashes his plane with you and two animal villagers on board. You're stranded several tiers above ocean level. You must craft things and help you and your friends survive. There are real caves to explore with new bat villagers and CHUDs. I don't know what that is. You live in tents, but eventually upgrade into small homes. Work your way down to the beach. There is a shipwreck. Lots of debris and new items are scattered everywhere. And Cap'n is here with Nook and Isabel. You plan a mountain resort. Celeste arrives and gives recipes for functional space items. You travel to mystery planets for resources and villager hunts.
Oh my gosh!
This is so well thought out, too. And I like that it just, like, it escalates more and more.
It does escalate.
You already hit this crash landing on a mountain, and you're working your way to the beach, and then all of a sudden it's like, there's a shipwreck, too. And then from there, it's like, let's go to space.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to look up what CHUDs are. What? CHUDs.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't...
Oh, they're like scary creatures. Oh, they're so scary.
Oh, okay. Is this another segment of Don't Google That?
CHUD stands for Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dweller.
Oh, boy.
Well, Animal Crossing is now a survival horror game. But, yeah, I mean, overall, though, like, I do like the mountain setting and everything. So yeah. I think that's a fun direction to go, for sure.
Yeah, and then, like, having to figure out how to get to different tiers. Like, if you can't automatically build inclines or something, or if you have to buy, if you have to build like a little chairs, what are they called, or a funicular, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah, I love that.
Nice. We also have an answer by Ben. They said, I'm not sure how to be unique here, but I would love for them to revisit the environments of the old games, forest and countryside, with an accessible city area. Wait, this all sounds so familiar. I will honestly be happy with anything Animal Crossing. Yeah, Ben, I get that. You know, it's nice to revisit the old environments, but I think now with terraforming and outdoor decorating, they would be very different. Like, especially the terraforming, how would they address, you know, the cliffs on the side and the somewhat limited beach? They would really need to let us do a lot of cool things on the beach if it's going to be so small, but... you know, we have to make it our own. I'm very curious about the cliffs, too, if we can terraform a way around them to get to the city, maybe.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. And I don't know. I talked about this last week, too, but I'm still open to an idea of, like, us paying off wherever we live and making it bigger, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like there's an opportunity there.
Yeah. Horizon says, with all the focus on astrology related items, the appearance and or presence of aliens in several Animal Crossing games, as well as the Animal Crossing movie, it would be super cool if the next game was related to outer space. I feel like certain villagers, Ioni, Cephalobot, Julian, and Ruby, for example, already fit the space or astrology theme. I would love if the franchise expanded on their constant use of aliens and referencing them throughout the years in some way. I love this. I mean, we even had Gulliver as a space traveler at some point.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be super cool.
Yeah, that's true. I really like this idea, especially like, I don't know, it's hard to get bigger from the deserted island idea, you know? We were literally given a space that we can work with and change to anything, but, you know, shooting us into outer space and doing some wild things could be a way to really up that ideas in some way, you know?
It'd be like Nook's Space Force. It'd be incredible.
Yeah. So this next one, it really goes off of this idea for sure, too. Turtle Tay said, Animal Crossing Planet Planner. Discover new planets and build dream homes on the moon, complete with a new villager species, aliens. Ooh. I'm going far out, pun intended. Whatever Nintendo decides to do next, I'm sure they'll continue taking all my money. And yeah, I mean, like, if we, I feel like that's a good way to up that island, deserted island idea, just deserted planet. Give us a whole planet to work with and have a home. Oh, my goodness, how long would it take to build that up, traverse the, oh, wow. The whole thing? Oh. It'd be a big, big map.
Incredible.
Nice. Yeah. Kakulu of Cookie Paw said, I'm thinking they take a page out of the Happy Home games and they let you choose from a wide variety of biomes, but they will finally let us have hub worlds. It'll just be in miniature. You'll have your own mini biome with a few neighbors, that's all yours to decorate. Then there will be a shared area with a few more villagers, plus 7 of your close friends. You all agree to share the same hub area and have to decorate and care for it together. I'm hoping to be able to share the hub area with people who are far away. I want to play with my mom. This sounds sophisticated, but in a good way. This sounds very unique, very intriguing. It could lead to a lot of very unique towns and areas, and especially if you get to decorate them together with like friends that you choose. This sounds amazing for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I don't know, before terraforming was a thing, I feel like we came up with some biome stuff before where it would be cool to change out like what the landscape was. So yeah, that would be a really cool way to play with a game for sure. Yeah. Just like changing out, like, because even to some extent with the Happy Home Paradise things, sometimes I'm like, I want to change this desert up a little bit. Or this little section, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of fun to be had with changing out the biomes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nebula says, like others have said, I think a city makes sense. I didn't play City Folk, but you don't really actually live in the city in that game. So it would be great to live in a proper downtown. Oh. Imagine building up from a sleepy town to a bustling city. You could have villagers visit as tourists, lots of holidays and events, apartments and condos, and a return to trains and taxis. And of course, a city park to make sure Chewie gets his trees. Oh, I love that.
Yay, thanks for thinking of me.
Oh, I love this. I mean, I feel like I talked about it a little bit. Was it last episode or the episode before? But I'd love it if Animal Crossing kind of went into like the Tomodachi Life realm where we could kind of see into each apartment and change them up and visit. I think that'd be so much fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and honestly, like building up a park sounds just as cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our last answer is from Nez, and they said, call me basic, but I would absolutely love to see an expansion on the idea of living in a cozy town with a bigger city nearby like City Folk. I feel like they could really push a lot of the life into the setting by allowing you to travel to further and more interesting locations the more you progressed in the game, but not just an assortment of randomly chosen islands, actual places with things going on, like the city.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, the islands have been fine. We have 2 iterations of them in this game. I mean, beyond the actual island that you live on. But, like, we have the Cap'n Islands and then the Dodo Airlines Islands, you know? But I think people are itching to find something a little bit more populated from that experience, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it seems like a lot of people's thoughts are in that space. And yeah, bringing back the City Folk idea to some extent would be really cool. And maybe, oh man, if they, I guess, were more designed like you want to go to the city and then be like, hey, you should come and open up your shop on my island. Like if that was the way you invited shop owners and things, I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, for anybody who is going to participate in the Patreon question for next week, next week's question is going to be, what winter or summer activity would you like added to Animal Crossing? Ooh. And I thought that would just be a fun little thing to go with because we talked, of course, of all the winter things that we were doing So yeah, hopefully you all come up with some cool answers just like you did this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, what winter or summer activities would you like added to Animal Crossing? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. And I do think Spotify has recently added reviews to their app as well. So if you're listening there, be sure to check that out. I don't know if it's live quite yet. I think I got an email about it, but yeah, be on the lookout for that. And then finally, Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.